Okay, so it was summertime. I needed a job. Saw an ad that said jobs available. Didn't say which kind of job, just job. What the heck? I called the place. They told me to come in. I arrived at this little office, and I'm already starting to get a bad feeling, but I steel myself and open the door. And this guy, older, slick hair, pinstripe suit, one gold tooth, he greets me, handshake extended. Hey, you must be Glenn. I can't tell you how happy we are to see you this morning. Uh-huh. You're probably thinking, how can I make the big money like this guy? Well, I'm going to show you. In fact, I'm going to send you out with my best guy. My very best guy is going to show you how it's done. But first, do you like gadgets? Because every real man likes gadgets. You want the newest thing, am I right? Well, I'm going to show you the best gadget you're ever going to see. It's a deluxe, top-of-the-line model. Don't you worry, because soon as you show this baby off, it's going to sell itself. And then he points to it. It is a vacuum cleaner. This baby will suck the shine off a kitchen sink. Let him get a load of that allergy filtration canister technology and see him start reaching for their checkbooks. I look at the price tag. $1,500 for a vacuum cleaner. Martin, am I right? Martin comes out. He's shorter and dumpier than the first guy.
Right you are, Mr. Axel.
Well, don't stand around here. Go make this guy some money. I follow Martin back outside. I get into his Eldorado. He loads a shiny new vacuum cleaner in the back and we're off. And we're driving. I ask him, Martin, who buys $1,500 vacuum cleaners? And Martin's delighted with the question.
I'll tell you who. Old people, that's who. They're my specialty. Yeah. You see, shut-ins are happy just to have someone to talk to. You can sell them anything you want. Just give them to open the door. It's taking candy from a baby.
I'm feeling sick. When we pull up to this house, Martin's already crowing.
We're going to have this one sold before breakfast.
He rings the doorbell, and a sweet little old lady with blue eyes, wearing a sky blue dress, opens the door.
Ma'am, we're here for the vacuum demonstration you requested.
Oh yes, come on in. She shows us inside her very tidy home. Martin starts up.
Now, I'm gonna show you something unbelievable. You have a very neat and clean home, ma'am, but you're gonna be alarmed by the amount of grime and pestilence lurking in full view.
Martin goes to work. He vacuums the living room floor, then shows her the vacuum filter. Oh my, but I wonder if this machine can work in hallways.
Oh, it certainly can, man, it certainly can.
Martin is up racing down the hallway, barking about the amazing power of his vacuum cleaner. Well, surely bedroom dirt is different. Not different enough. There's Martin showing how his vacuum can get under the bed. Well, what about that wall banister? And then the little old lady actually winks at me when she says, but can it clean kitchen floors? I have to stop myself from laughing out loud. Martin is putting in work. She's got him using special tools to get behind the refrigerator. He's vacuuming hardwood floors. And when Martin's cleaned the entire house, she says, well, I'll think about it. But I might need another demonstration next week before my bridge club arrives. Then she sends us packing out the front door. Martin is overjoyed.
We're this close.
He seems genuinely disappointed when I ask him to drop me off.
You're quitting already? Think about the money you're missing out on.
Well, I'm sorry, dude, but Mama, she didn't raise a sucker.